this week we're just hitting a lot because some have been out on the court a lot this summer, some have not. And then next week we just start challenges because once we start that next week, so the in 3 weeks we're Tuesday, Thursday, and then that next week we have four matches. I told the girls once we start, we have three or four matches a week. Once our season starts, we don't have time really to challenge and move around.
How much do you naturally use challenges to just build? And obviously, you have girls that you want to get along with each other. You want them to be friends, all those things that build a team. When you get into challenges, you want to build competitiveness. And that, how much is that built in or something that you say, this is where we build the competitiveness that we bring to game day?
Right. Well, some of it you can just tell that girls just naturally have it, you know, and they just want it. And so whenever they start, you know, they show that competitiveness, I just really feed off of that and praise them. It's like, yes, you need to do this. You know, it's hard for me as a coach when they're challenging. I try not to watch them. Just if they need me, because I can't root for both of them at the same time, because there has to be a winner.
When you look at teams that have reached their potential versus teams that maybe just left a little bit on the bone, a little toward the end of the year, what separates the teams that are able to get to a district championship with the teams that maybe came really, really close, couldn't get over that hump? Is that just that extra competitive zeal that some girls have?
Yes, and also just when you peak at the right time. You know, you don't want to, it'd be great if you came out your first couple matches and you're just dominating everything, but you don't have anywhere to go from that. So, you know, you get in there, we always play Carrollton first and then Savannah. Savannah's always a good, check for us, okay, how are we as a team? To in Carrollton and just okay, where do we set here? And so once we start with our matches, then we can kind of fit in and just increase each time, and we see the same teams over and over again. So in your mind, just think, okay, you're going to play that number four. It's going to be the same number four. Can I beat her this time?
It feels like for years and years, it's been, you get to a district final in tennis, it's Trenton and it's Chillicothe.
Every time.
And it depends on who had the better season on who hosts.
Yeah.
Are you looking
the
at
last
the,
couple.
Yeah. Are you looking at the same thing this fall? Are you matched up with Chillicothe? Do you know yet?
Or? I have no idea. I don't even know who their coach is yet. I haven't looked. But yeah, I mean, if we do, we do. You know, last year we beat them regular season. We just couldn't pull it off at district time. But that's how it is.
Yeah. Well, they're close and both good programs, so it makes sense that we play them so often.
Right. And I know I get it because we're so close, yeah. And so we always play them two regular duels, and then we see them lots of tournaments. So the good thing about all of us is we see each other a lot.
For you, so often you get to this point of the morning, it's early August, and it's already about 95 in the shade.
Yes.
It's not. The sun's out, and we have a cool breeze. Mm-hmm. You don't have to worry about overheating or things that coaches would normally have to at this time of the month.
That is true. And when school starts, it always seems like that first week of school, especially when we start practice after school, it's just burners. And it's like, I just hydrate. I encourage the girls to always have their water bottles with them during the day and during practice. Just always stay hydrated.